It's a new year and a new Slim Down Showdown competition. But for the 25 contestants, this is not just a New Year's resolution. This week, the participants are going through fit camp. And on the first day, 34-year-old Juan Ramirez of San Antonio is taking a stress test on a treadmill. He's trying to lose about 60 pounds, but that and the $10,000 grand prize are not his only goals.
For me, the winning is the new knowledge that you get from the tools and resources that they train you on. So you have the ability to make those good choices when you go out to eat or you go shopping for your groceries, etc.
He and his wife just adopted two twin boys, and they're his main motivation.
I want to be around a long time for those boys. I know they need that, and to be honest, I need them.
The same can be said for Nancy Martinez. She wants to completely change her lifestyle for the benefit of her family. She says for years, she felt like a sideline mom.
And I don't want to do that anymore. And then my daughter is also overweight. She's 7 and 95 pounds and comes home crying because kids are picking on her, and that was it. I was like, that's it. You know, I don't want her to live the life that I did.
H-E-B hosts the Slim Down competition for both customers and employees on a yearly basis. During the 4 months of the competition, contestants learn how to incorporate nutrition, how to cook healthy meals, and fitness regimens into their daily lives. Kate Rogers is the VP of Communication for H-E-B.
To some extent, losing the weight can be the easiest part of the journey. The hardest part is, once you've taken it off, keeping it off, because these are decisions we have to make every day, literally for the rest of our lives.
During the last 16-week Slim Down Showdown, which concluded in October, the contestants lost a collective 956 pounds. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.